Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, episode 10, and this is a Monday, July 4th, 2016. Happy Independence Day, everyone.
Woo-hoo! Fireworks.
Fireworks,
by yes. People that shooting them that shouldn't be shooting them off.
That's right, yes.
You wouldn't trust with your kids to do anything, but you give them fireworks to shoot off 24-7 for the next 3 or 4 days.
Yes, that's right. So, I am Nard.
And I am Ray.
Yes, it's a special edition because it's I should say this is going to be the first time we're going to have a break because, like I said, it's going to be the episode 10 right now is what do you call this? It's a 4th of July. We had a pool party, right?
Well, we didn't have a pool party.
We went to a pool party.
Okay. You don't have a pool, Maynard.
Yes, not yet. So yeah, thank you very much.
We need a pool.
Thank you very much, James, for the pool party for inviting us. It's always good to. See friends. It's a kind of a intimate party because it's not too many people.
Not too many people, and there's a lot of the old gang too.
Yeah, that's true.
All the old
gang. Like a reunion.
I know. Okay. It was nice to see everybody because some of the people I didn't really had a chance to talk to or see that much in a couple years. So.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. So before we go on, I just want to say that this is going to be not the last show, but we're gonna take a break.
Well, we might be taking a break. We'll okay. see if I feel motivated to do a show by myself next week.
If Ray can do it next week and make a show, that'd be awesome. Why? Because I'll be out of town and I will be taking a break. So maybe Ray can produce something next week and we'll take care of it. Okay. So record something very bizarre and very gay. Okay, so if you're a new listener, what do we do in Gay Geek Bizarre? So we share stories about... gay stories, geek topics, and bizarre.
We could just be a bizarre show. We could just narrow it down and be a bizarre show.
Everything's bizarre.
Because there's so much bizarre crap that goes on.
Yeah, that's right.
But we try to mix it up a little bit. So
yeah, that's right. So we have a Facebook page. It's Gay Geek Bizarre, facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. And Caesar is the one who's also helping us to... populate that, to post stuff there for you guys to read. And we do get some readers interested. Some of the stories get shared because some of the shit going in there are either gay, they're really geeky, or they're really bizarre. So check it out. All right, let's go to our first story, Ray.
Okay. The gay this week is Navy tells sailors discharged under Don't Ask, Don't Tell to appeal. Get records changed. The U.S. Navy security is urging all former sailors and Marines who were forced out of the military because of their sexuality to come forward and apply to have their discharge repealed. Secretary Ray Mabus made an announcement in the speech earlier this month at a special pride event held at the Pentagon. In his speech, Mabus said that the Naval Department decided to take this step as a means to restore benefits and right the historical wrongs of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which saw the removal of thousands of sailors from active duty. If you were discharged under Don't Ask, Don't Tell, come in, Mabus said. The Board of Corrections for Naval Records will take a look at changing that discharge characterization. If you have colleagues that were discharged under that, ask them to come in. If it's under the regulations, get the discharge characterization changed, which means if you get discharged under Don't Ask, Don't Tell, it was a dishonorable discharge, correct?
That's right.
And you don't get your benefits.
But now
you can go get that change and you're eligible for benefits.
That is awesome. So. To tell you frankly, I do have a friend who got discharged. He didn't have a discharge, but he got discharged of Navy. I'm not sure if it's a Marine or a Navy. I think Air Force. I think it's Air Force. Anyway, it was, it's the effects of, Don't Ask, Don't Tell. He was discharged because... his dick was in somebody's ass, some guy's ass. So he got discharged, and I don't think what happened. I probably need to remind him. Hey, you might need to check this out.
Up a lot of benefits, like military housing benefits, as far as loans and stuff, retirement, medical, all that stuff that might have been lost. So.
Yeah. All right. So that's good news. I mean, for all the servicemen who were discharged.
Yep.
You can get your benefits. Okay. So the next is the geek. Our geek today is one of Ray's posts. This actually is the Hush plug. And we are directing you, directing you to the Indiegogo page. It's called Hush plug, controlled via smartphone from anywhere. So everybody who has the app can control. It's a butt plug. It's a Bluetooth plug. They don't say butt plug. They say it's a first Bluetooth plug with long distance control for solo play, public play, and long distance couples. Isn't that amazing? So yeah, they're about 99. Their funds raised so far is $99,777. So that's awesome because I guess it's really popular now, I guess. Yeah. Okay, so since...
This is the thing. A lot of people that are into BDSM and anal play and stuff, mm-hmm. you have to be together to play.
That's right.
But a lot of the relationships, people work outside the home, you know, and stuff. So it'd be interesting for somebody to be wearing this. Say y'all go out on the town and mm-hmm. all of a sudden your butt starts vibrating to remind you what you're getting later.
But that means... I don't know. Do people actually wear butt plugs during the day or something, or at some point? I think you have to communicate first. Oh, place the butt plug in your butt so you could...
Well, I think that's a given. Control.
Okay, so they have perks here. So the ones they have right now for $79, this perk is for the medium version. I can probably handle a medium one. medium version measuring in 1.75 inches in diameter and its widest point. At its widest point. You'll receive a unit from our third batch of production. They've been doing this. Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah. For supporting us during the Indiegogo, you'll save about 35% off the retail price. If you buy it from Amazon, it'll be $119. Shipping for $5 anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you get? You get to, it's remote control. It's perfect for solo play, foreplay with a partner, or discreet public play. You could gamify this pretty much. Uh-huh. If you use it and people, you know, in a party, you know, it'll be very, very funny, I guess. Uh-huh. Unlimited patterns. So there are different kinds of patterns of vibrations, just like your cell phone. Your cell phone has different patterns. Uh-huh. And you can assign a certain pattern for someone calling because not necessarily ringtones.
Well, it'd be great if you have a sir and you're at a party and you're out socializing and the boy disappears. You could hit a certain vibration to make him come back and find you.
Yeah, that's
right. So you know where he's at. I mean, it's great for party stuff like that. You get separated. You need saving. You put the extra hard vibe on so they know to come running.
Mm-hmm. So it's also, it can also sync to your plug with your favorite music. I guess when it's a kind of music, you know, one of your dance music, you can actually make it vibrate along.
Celine Dion, it's very slow.
I don't know.
And then when you hit a high note, it goes up to high
vibration. I don't think anyone will get high with a Celine Dion music. And it's sound activated. The app will use your smartphone's microphone and vibrate based on your environment. So it's pretty much the same.
So you can sit there and go,
that's right, if you're in a party.
Microphone.
And live control. So take control of your... Oh, sorry, with the microphone. Take control of your partner's toy from any distance. Using this feature increases the range of to any distance since it's Wi-Fi. You know, it can control via Bluetooth Wi-Fi, yeah. And there are certain patterns, like we said together. And if both of you have the same kind of toy, if both you and your partner have a toy, you can take turns with the live controller playing partners. You and your partner will feel the vibration simultaneously. Ooh, shared experiences. It's like sharing a double-sided dildo at some point. Anyway, so yes, Hush. You can sync to Hush or Hush and Lush. They're Bluetooth bullet vibrators. You can sync all of them. And there are different patterns on their website. And it runs on Android 4.3 and later. It's got Bluetooth enabled. It can run on any iPhone, iPad mini, or iPad or iPhone, all the versions, even the small ones. So, yeah, exciting stuff. It's made of 100% silicone, latex-free, rubber-free, and flathates. What's a flathates? Flathates? Free? I don't know what that is. Anyway, so they have explicit pictures on the website on the Indiegogo page and how it inserts into your rectum.
I did not see those.
You have to go lower. Go lower, Ray. Go lower. And they have pictures of, so it stays put during use. Amazing. Hardware specs. It's got hardware specs. There's a low, medium, high. It's got everything. Oh my God. All right. So yeah, we will post the link on the web.
Maybe we ought to get one. We can do a training video for everybody.
That's right. We can do that and have a training. I'm intrigued now.
You can be the trainee.
I'll be the one wearing it.
Yeah.
We'll do a demo.
Yeah.
You're saying, I'll give you the app, you download the app, and I wear it, and then
we videotape it, inserting it, and all that kind of stuff.
So I don't know
see
about
how to do it correctly.
I don't know about videotaping it. Probably will
no,
just.
No, you need to videotape it. You need to put a demo.
Can I just wear it and then.
You need to put a demo out there.
And then you'll just, you know, vibrate me.
So, and then I'll give Mike control of the app, and you have to wear it all the time.
And then everybody downloads the app and get the secure code, uh-huh. And everybody gets to play with it.
And I'll give it to select people at your work so they can mess with you all
God,
day.
No. Okay. All right. So that's the hush plug. I hope you guys enjoyed that one. Okay. Let's move on to the bizarre, Ray. We have two bizarres right now, Ray.
Okay. Woman appeals to use dead daughter's frozen eggs to carry her own grandchild. This is a little bit extreme, but okay.
A 60-year-old
woman from the UK has been fighting for the right to her daughter's frozen eggs since her death in 2011 from cancer. Her daughter allegedly asked her mother to carry my babies, but written consent was not obtained before she died. The Telegraph reports that the unnamed woman and her husband have won the Court of Appeals case on Thursday. Sir James Mundy, Lady Justice Arden, and Lord Justice Burnett have remitted their case to the Human Fertilization Embryology Authorities for further review. The HFEA has been insistent that the deceased woman identified as A did not know all pertinent information necessary to make the informed decision about having her mother carry the child. The original rule from the High Court that was being contested as delivered by Mr. Justice Ousley, who said that HFEA was correct in asserting that A did not have the required consent for the release of the eggs.
Yes. So A is the name of the identified. Yeah.
So my question is, who's going to be the father?
Well, since
was the girl married?
No, probably not. It looks like she's not. But she just has the egg. So, that's the point. She can get a sperm donor at that point. But bottom line, she wants the daughter before she, on her dying bed, she wants her own mother, kind of old though, to carry her baby.
Not that old. That can be done.
60?
Oh, was the mother 60?
I think. That is old.
That would be rough. That is going to be rough for the mother.
Yeah, that'd be rough.
I doubt. Well, I've heard of worse, but it might happen. So.
Yeah, I don't know about the sustenance in that one.
Yeah,
she'll be getting a lot of insure at that point. Yeah, so it's interesting that in this day and age that you can actually transplant that way, because I know a couple.
Yeah.
It's interesting because there are friends of mine in San Francisco. They have these eggs that are actually frozen right now in an egg bank, and he has his sperm stored in a sperm bank, you know. So they're all stored, and they spent lots of money.
Yeah.
Lots of money that you can have a mortgage already. What I'm saying is it's kind of expensive to have a baby that way.
Yeah.
So I think I prefer the turkey baster. But the way they do it, though, if you have these eggs and you have the sperm banks, if you do it these ways, there's a donor and everything. Everything is relinquished.
Yeah.
And everything is legally bound to the gay couple now.
Yeah.
So it's not like the turkey baster method
that
somebody gets. There's always this the custody and everything.
So they just need to find somebody to carry the baby for him.
Yeah. This one, yeah. Somebody's the donor, and then somebody would be the surrogate. It's really expensive. It's really hard. But anyway, so it worked for them. But these eggs need to be it has a lifespan, probably mm-hmm. 5-6 years maybe. And you have to think about the first baby that was made.
Yeah.
And the second baby that's going to be made from that same set of eggs,
yeah.
They need to be kind of near each other. If they're like 7 years apart or 8 years apart, the eggs would be old.
Yeah.
And the sperm would be old. Well, the sperm would be easy to make. But still, by the time you made those sperm in the sperm bank, it was young then. But then if you are older and you produce your sperm that way, then you have an older set of, I don't know. There's also an effect on that one.
Yeah.
So it's good to have young eggs and young sperm. So
So you're saying my sperm's no good no more, Maynard?
Probably. Neither am I. We're in their 40s. If you're in your 30s, probably it's good. Anyway, I may be wrong. I'm not an expert in this one, guys, but this is just what I heard from these people who these friends of mine who actually had this done. So I may be wrong. So you guys,
my sperm is very good. In fact, I was told the other night it tasted sweet.
Oh, impressive. Did you have pineapple that day?
No.
Okay, so it's interesting that this, like I said, the day and age that you can, anybody can carry a baby. Well, any woman can get a baby, but we don't have a junior.
Well, there are a lot of men out there carrying butt babies.
Yes, and Lord knows they try. They try so hard. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's move on to another bizarre one. A naked man stops Times Square with chicken dance and rant about Trump. So, locals and tourists alike got an eyeful this morning. When was this? A couple of days ago.
Yeah, it was a couple of days ago.
At the crossroads of the world when a 21-year-old man stripped down to nothing, screamed about fashion and Donald Trump.
Well, the young man is a model.
He's a model?
It was clarified later that he was a model.
Oh, okay. So that's why
he was screaming about fashion.
I see. Very gay, too. So he was talking about, screamed about fashion and Donald Trump before jumping off of the iconic red steps at the uptown end of Times Square. According to the New York Post, it all started a little before 8 a.m. when a man randomly screamed at a woman and threw his wristwatch at her. Ooh, she's got a free wristwatch. He shortly thereafter took off all of his clothes in front of the Disney store at 46th Street and 7th Avenue.
So it's a Disney gimmick.
Probably it is. Yeah, it's got to be. Get that bitch, Debbie, the man screamed. I want to talk to Debbie. I don't know who's talking about, though. As the police approached him, he demanded a meeting with Donald Trump. He had to do that. Good Lord. Okay, standing on top of the red glass steps over the TKTS booth at 47th Street, he screamed, "Donald Trump, where are you? Donald Trump, where the fuck are you?" Ironically, despite being naked, the man also screamed about his love of clothes. "I love fashion." I have to make a list for it. "I love fashion. It's taught me so much," he yelled. After spitting at police. Yeah, spat at police. Wow. That's an assault right there, right?
Yeah.
After spitting at police and doing a nude version of the chicken dance, the man wriggled away from a policeman's grasp and fell 16 feet to the pavement. Oh, my God. Missing the inflated airbag police put there to break his fall. Oh, my God. That is horrible. That's going to leave a mark. An ambulance was called, and the man was taken to Bellevue Hospital.
And Bellevue Hospital is the mental hospital, just so y'all know, for the folks that do not live around New York City.
Oh, God, this is scary. I mean, how many times does this happen in New York?
It is New York. I'm sure it's a daily occurrence, and we just don't hear that much about it because it doesn't always take place in the middle of the most touristy section of town. But
mm-hmm. So. You know, I had an experience like this. I mean, first arrived in the U.S.,
got naked?
No.
Danced around in front of
no,
cops?
I did not dance the chicken dance, no. I arrived in...
You did the Pineapple Princess dance?
No. I did go to... I stayed in New Jersey for a while, and then...
Which exit?
There's it's in the city. It was in Newark, so there's no real exit there. So anyway, I went to I was staying in Newark, and then the first thing I see in the streets are, you know, not a naked guy, but probably a shirtless guy in the very skimpy shorts, just singing away, dancing, walking on the middle of the street. Kind of crazy. He looked crazy. But anyway, so that's the first thing I remember about. I don't know. Is it New York? Is it New Jersey? Is it the East Coast? I don't know. It's just my experience.
There are crazy people everywhere.
There are crazy people everywhere.
Let's take Congress, for example.
Oh, that's right. Oh, and that lady who danced naked on a truck on Highway 290 here in Houston. Remember that one?
Dan was dancing a couple months ago. She stopped traffic on 290, which is not hard to do at all. But
yeah. Yes, that's true. All right. So,
and from the pictures I've seen, the guy in New York was much better looking than the lady in 290.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's right. Okay, so I guess that's the show. So, like I said, I will take a break. Maybe Ray will may record the show next week. We'll see. Yeah, we'll wait for it, and we'll see. We'll post a show if we ever have one next week. Then we'll be back on the week of 22nd, 23rd, something like that, July 22nd. So. So that's it for the show. Special thanks to Caesar for the great articles on Facebook. Thank you for posting there, Caesar. So it's at facebook.com/gaygeekbazaar. And if you have comments, if you like the stories that we talked about today, email us, show@gaygeekbazaar.com.
Or you can call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327. Give us a call and we'll play your voice message on the show.
Yes. And yeah, follow us on Facebook. We're on Facebook. Ray and I are on Facebook and Twitter also. I haven't been posting on Twitter though. But you can message us there on Twitter too. And we are on SoundCloud and Google Play. Also, we are in iTunes. And go to the official website at gaygeekbazaar.com. Happy Independence Day, everyone. Bye.
God bless America.